2-Minute Drill from Points of Truth Ministries of the Crusade Church. Since David was a man who loved the Lord deeply, he wanted to move the ark to its rightful place in Jerusalem. The ark represented the throne of God, and God's manifest presence would appear above the mercy seat. In 1 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 6, David said, "Bring up the ark of God, the Lord who is enthroned above the cherubim where his name is called." Verse 7 says, "They carried the ark on a new cart." We are not given all the details, but it is reasonable to believe that it was a special cart indeed. David was a man after God's own heart. He was trying to honor God by transporting the ark on this new cart, and he was jubilant, dancing before the ark as the musicians played songs to honor the God of Israel. Verse 8 says that David and all Israel were celebrating before the Lord with all their might. The Bible then says they came to the threshing floor of Shittim. A threshing floor is where the chaff is separated from the wheat, where what is useful and acceptable is separated from what is useless and unacceptable. It was there where God determined to show that the method in which the ark was being transported was not acceptable in his sight. It was there that Uzzah reached out to steady the ark when it was about to fall and was struck dead by the Lord. The celebration stopped. The music and songs to the Lord were suddenly silenced. David stood in fear and awe. He knew now that in spite of all the celebration and praising, the Lord was not happy but was in fact angry. David now did what he should have already done. Searched the scriptures to see how the Lord had instructed the ark to be carried. In 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 2, David said, "No one is to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord chose them to carry the ark of God." We can learn from this historic account that God cares more about obedience than sacrifice and celebration. There are so many in the Christian world today who honor God with their lips, but never fearfully search the scriptures in seeking His will. For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.